A family in North Providence, Rhode Island, is preparing to bury a son killed in Iraq. 21-year-old Matthew Surio, a lance corporal in the Marines, was hit by shrapnel during the fighting near Fallujah last week. Martha Biebinger of member station WRNI reports.
Cars line the dead-end street in Matthew Surio's working-class, largely Italian neighborhood. Inside the blue-shuttered home, the dining room table is crowded with flowers. Surio's father, Anthony, pushes aside daffodils and tulips to point out his son in a photo taken after the fall of Baghdad.
This was Saddam Palace. One of his palaces is in Baghdad, and that's Matthew right there.
Surio looks confident, standing with his unit on a pile of rubble in front of the palace. He was among the first troops that entered Iraq. Surio joined the Marines just before he graduated from high school. His father says he hoped to become a police officer after a few years in the service.
He wasn't great in school, and he wanted to sort of go on, and he felt the Marines would be good for him to grow up with. So he went into boot camp right after 9/11 occurred. But we know, you know, because of 9/11, the world changed. But he still wanted to join, so, you know, we supported him.
Anthony Surio looks up as Representative Patrick Kennedy walks between the red Marine Corps and blue Navy flags that drape the family's front door. The Navy flag is for Matthew's older brother, AJ, who's on leave from an aircraft carrier for the funeral. The congressman hands Surio an American flag in a glass-framed engraved box.
It was a flag that was flown over the United States Capitol.
Thank you.
And I know there's no words that can express our gratitude for his service.
The Marines delivered a Purple Heart earlier in the day. Matthew Surio's younger brother Chris says the tributes are impressive, but he's focused right now on preserving memories of his adventurous mentor.
He was a daredevil. He'd do anything, basically. Whatever sounded good, he'd be for it. He was just that kind of person.
The time you jumped off your roof into the pool and your mom went nuts.
Justin Lucas cheered on his friend during high school football games, laughed at his sometimes wild driving, and tolerated 3 a.m. phone calls from overseas assignments. Lucas says his buddy looked for a way to enjoy any situation, even fighting in Iraq.
He always made me feel like he was in control. He made me feel like it wasn't a big deal to be over there, that it wasn't as bad as everyone said it was. And that's why when we found out, it was like a shock to all of us, because we never thought him.
Lucas says his friend's death has convinced him that U.S. troops should come home, although he's sure Matthew would tell him he's wrong. Surio's parents, Sharon and Anthony, don't want to talk about the politics of having Matthew or other U.S. soldiers in Iraq.
He was a very good kid and a decent person. You know, he would be somebody you wanted for a friend. But he knew what he was doing. He did his duty, and he's a hero.
Matthew Surio's mother has started a college scholarship fund for other North Providence high school football players. Some teachers are hoping to rename the school's football field after him. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Providence.